It's Thursday, March 27, 2025.
Every single one of these reports that we have had has mentioned global climate change as a significant national security threat, except this one.
Trump administration omits climate change from the National Threat Assessment Report. Trump's EPA rollbacks of landmark clean air and water rules will cause significant harm to public health. Plus, U.S. Supreme Court closes the door on historic youth climate lawsuit.
All of those disappointing stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Defense Department is not in the business of climate change. We're in the business of deterring and winning wars.
And posting classified war plans to Signal. Am I right, Pete Hegseth? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess all of those years as a weekend co-host on Fox News makes it really difficult for the new defense secretary to understand the threat to national security that is climate change.
Yes, apparently so. CNN reports that earlier this month, billionaire Elon Musk's Doge bros eliminated more than 90 climate-related programs at the Pentagon. Defense officials and military experts warn that those cuts will harm U.S. national security, putting troops, military operations, and installations at risk, both in the near and long term. The U.S. military and intelligence agencies have long labeled climate change a threat multiplier, noting extreme weather disasters and water shortages increase the risk of political instability and terrorism around the world. But climate impacts also cost the military itself. A 2018 Pentagon study found nearly half of all U.S. military sites around the world are at high risk of extreme weather and climate disasters. In the U.S. alone, 128 coastal military installations are impacted by rising sea levels. In 2019, the Air Force needed $5 billion to rebuild two Air Force bases damaged by hurricanes. Experts say the Pentagon could save billions of dollars in the long term by upgrading military installations for resilience against accelerating extreme weather disasters caused by man-made climate change. This week, however, for the first time in more than a decade, climate change was omitted from the National Threat Assessment Report, compiled by U.S. intelligence agencies. It catalogs worldwide threats to U.S. national security and American interests abroad. A Senate Intelligence Committee hearing this week on the Threat Assessment Report was primarily focused on the leak of military attack plans on an unsecured Signal group chat. But independent Senator Angus King of Maine pressed Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, to explain the stunning omission. Gabbard once supported strong climate action as a Democratic presidential candidate. King noted that all prior threat assessments, including during the first Trump administration, detailed multiple climate risks directly affecting the U.S. military and national security, like climate damage, mass migration, famine, political violence, and destabilization.
You don't consider that a significant national security threat?
For the intelligence community, being aware of the environment that we're operating in is a given. What I focused this annual threat assessment on and the IC focused this threat assessment on are the most extreme and critical direct threats to our national security.
Well, she used to get it, but then she went to work for Fox News, and well, you know how it goes from there.
In other news, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency plans to eliminate its scientific research arm, purging more than 1,500 scientists whose work provides the scientific underpinning of most pollution regulations. A new analysis by The Guardian, however, finds that the Trump EPA's plans to repeal a barrage of landmark clean air and water regulations would deal a severe blow to public health. Rules targeted for repeal were set to save the lives of nearly 200,000 Americans from premature pollution-related death in the years ahead.
So now we're going to see 200,000 Americans die because we're making America great again.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court this week rejected an appeal by 21 young people to revive their long-running lawsuit, Juliana versus United States, in which they argued that the U.S. government violated their constitutional rights to a safe environment by promoting and subsidizing fossil fuels, despite knowing it causes global warming. An appeals court held the children did not have standing, ending their decade-long battle, but their court fight did help spark a global youth-led movement for climate rights.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams.